This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey filling in for the guys. Austin Bechtold producing. Had a lot of fun so far. Start of hour number three of our time together. It's been baseball heavy. It's kind of what is going on in the world right now. A lot of things quiet with the Steelers, although Brooke Pryor from ESPN will come along at 1 o'clock to discuss some TJ Watt rumors. What's the latest there? Aaron Rodgers, our expectation for what he should be expected to do, be allowed to do, with the Steelers. I think it's an interesting discussion, but again, our early talk has been centered around baseball. Yesterday, we learned that Paul Skeens would be the Pirates' lone all-star. Can't say I was all that surprised by that. Limits shares those sentiments. Skeens has been really good. Breaking news. Been the best pitcher maybe in baseball, certainly in the National League, leading the league in ERA and WAR. I think it's an interesting debate. Does he get the start? I don't know. Zach Wheeler certainly has a case, as Limits said, 9-3 with 2.17 ERA. One pick that surprised me, though, a little bit, and it's not a merit-based pick, at least not for this year, is Clayton Kershaw. Don't have a problem with it. Special commissioner's selection is how they term it. And to be fair, by rule, Rob Manfred's allowed to make one selection, unless there are, quote, special circumstances that allow for more. A couple years ago, we saw that happen with Albert Pujols and Miguel Cabrera. Retirement played a part there. Why Kershaw? Is Kershaw retiring? Injured? Not sure, but it brings to number five the number of Dodgers who will be there. And I wish Kutch would have got a call. I don't know if this is going to be Kutch's last year. I don't know if he knows. I wouldn't take that chance. And if I'm Rob Manfred, I can play with that wording quite a bit. Special circumstances. What about contemplating retirement? Special. I don't think you're ever going to get Kutch in a situation where he says, this is it, I'm done. I want the attention. Here's my ceremony. Let's all celebrate me at every ballpark I go to or something. Like that's just not his style. Talk to him about this. Kutch is just going to fade backwards, curtains, and then he's going to reemerge in some sort of weird, clever way. I have no doubt about that. But I don't expect him to make some sort of public proclamation. So, I mean, you want to call special circumstances. You might retire. This is probably it. Let's get this done. Why can't you? I didn't like that. No, it's not the end of the world. And I'm certainly not arguing with Clayton Kershaw going. Three-time Cy Young Award winner. It'll be his 11th time making the National League roster. Absolutely. Kind of joking about the Dodgers, but Clayton Kershaw good with it. I just wish it could have been maybe with Kutch. I hope Kutch gets this before he's done. I'd like to see Kutch in an All-Star game once more. I'd also like to see, as I transition from the All-Star game to the Home Run Derby, a little bit more sizzle in the Home Run Derby, huh? Has anybody looked at these candidates? And nothing against the old big dumper, Cal Raleigh. It's going to be fun, but I don't know. I feel like we're doing something wrong here. If you're having an event that doesn't include Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, Vladdy Jr., Ellie De La Cruz, last year's champion, Teoscar Hernandez, he's not doing it again. We're missing out on some of the biggest names. Right now, the only confirmed participants, the last I looked, which was a couple hours ago, James Wood, Ronald Acuna Jr., and the big dumper, Cal Raleigh. One name I'm curious about is O'Neal Cruz. I bet if he had an opportunity to do it, he will. We'll see if he has that opportunity. You don't have to be an all-star anymore to just do the Home Run Derby. I think it would be a lot of fun. It does feel kind of cheap, though. But it feels that way because of actual all-stars not participating. I also think Major League Baseball doesn't do a very good job of promoting itself. We're seeing consistent evidence of this, and it's not new. But it's partly to blame with the Midsummer Classic. Juan Soto won't be there. Mookie Betts won't be there. I don't care if it's completely merit-based or not. I'm sorry, man. You got to blur some lines. Get your big names there. Sell your stars. And no, having one event in Atlanta with those guys there, it's suddenly not going to make baseball popular the way it used to. But it's a whole collection of smaller things. Get rid of the hideous uniforms. Go back to wearing your own colors, which they're doing. Get your best players there. Get your best players to participate in the event that I think is every bit as important as the game itself. You know how else they should proceed with the Home Run Derby? Make it so we can understand what the heck they're doing. That would be great. I've covered baseball a pretty decent amount. Not an idiot on that front. I cannot tell you what the format is for the Home Run Derby. I've covered them. I can't tell you what the format is. Limits, can you? Do you know what the format is for the Home Run Derby?
It's timed, and you have to hit two bonus balls. Like, you have to hit the ball like 440 feet to get like an extra 30 seconds.
How long are the rounds?
3 minutes.
Do you know that?
It's either 2 or 3 minutes.
I
think it is 3 minutes. Because then most people take their time out with like a minute and a half left.
Okay.
But that's because I'm a baseball sicko, Jason. That's the reason why I know it. But like, I'm sure a lot of the normal casual fan probably has no idea what the rules are when they turn on the Home Run Derby. It's probably more confusing than the NHL draft lottery.
I also think, I should have just gotten to my point earlier. What they need to do is tone it down. Here's why guys won't do it. The record for home runs in this event, 91.
Yeah,
That's too many. It's too much swinging.
Do you think it should go back to 10 outs?
Oh, my gosh.
I'd be fine with that.
That was what I was saying. It should go back to 10 outs, now, but I want everybody doing it.
Now, baseball would be mad about that because, look at how many home runs are flying out of the park. Offense.
No.
Quick, rapid fire.
No. Dude, you know what I would want to see? I want every all-star except for pitchers. I want them in a tournament and seed them in order like Home Run Derby, something like that. Like, I want to make this thing hugely watchable.
Remember when Gabby Sanchez made the All-Star game? Do you think Gabby Sanchez in the Home Run Derby is watchable?
No. But Gabby Sanchez taking down Aaron Judge would be hilarious.
Yeah,
I know this
I
is a very fictitious world. I understand that.
Much of a chance that could happen.
It could. Maybe. I don't know. I would worry about sample size. Right? Like, if you just have 10... If somebody has a bad round, like, then all of a sudden you've eliminated one of the best hitters. But what I'm getting at is make some sort of tournament. Maybe you give Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani a bye or something like that. I don't think there should be an option for not doing it. I think if you're going to not do it, you need to not go to the whole event and we're going to fine you.
Fine them for not participating in the Derby? The Derby's,
that might be harsh.
The Derby's a choice.
Might be harsh.
You know, I mean, a lot of people think that the Derby screws up their swing. I don't think you should.
10 swings isn't going to screw up your swing. rounds and rounds and minutes of it. They take batting practice before every game.
Yeah, I'm talking
about
this
is batting practice. That's not going to screw up your swing.
No, I'm talking about the format as it stands right now.
I know. Well, the format as it stands right now stinks. That's what I'm saying. You need to revamp it. And somebody is like, if I give you a lightened format, but I want everybody to participate because I want to sell my stars. Yeah, I finding guys is a little extreme. But the NHL fines guys for not going to the All-Star game.
Right, that's the game itself. Like, they're not finding guys for not participating in the skills competition.
It's true. Sid did that a couple years ago. I'm trying to think where it was. He flew in, like, that night. I think they tried to give an excuse that he wasn't feeling well, and then he performed really, really well in the game. Yeah, that's hard to sell. But, I mean, here's the thing about the MLB All-Star game. It should be the best one. It's the only
one
with any redeeming entertainment value whatsoever, and even that's slipping.
Well, I think it is still by far the best just because...
Yeah, but that's a low bar.
Right. The NFL, the Pro Bowl is a joke. The NHL, I mean, I don't even know. What's their format? They have four teams from each division, and then they play against each other. Oh, yeah, wait.
Who
they
cares?
Didn't have an NHL All-Star game last year. They did Four Nations, and that was awesome. And the NBA three-point shooting contest and dunk contest is basically what the game has become.
Do you think All-Star games will go away?
Yes. But I don't think Major League Baseball's All-Star game will go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I think there's just so much rooted tradition in that game. And the fact that the thing about baseball is, like, if you don't go at 100% and you're just lobbing it in there, it just becomes such a big joke to the game, and traditionalists will be mad, and I think just Major League Baseball will be mad, where it seems like the NBA really doesn't care about Steph and Dame and these guys just pulling up from the logo and shooting because it shows off just how skilled and how awesomely talented some of these guys are, especially when they make it. So I don't think that the NBA is completely against that. It's just kind of the structure of the game. The NHL, the 3-on-3, you already see it in overtime. Major League Baseball's All-Star game, it's a traditional game with the best stars. They give it 110%. It's no different than a regular game. And it's somewhat highlighted more than a regular game. The NHL has just been so deflated. Same thing with the NBA, where it's not a regular game. It's just a pickup game.
Yeah. And the NFL's even worse. I don't even know what you would call that.
The Pro Bowl games are basically like if me and my buddies went out into the yard on the 4th of July and decided to have our own little competition, but these guys are much more talented than we are.
Please just go away. Please just go away. I cringe every time the Pro Bowl games roll around. Like, what are you going to do next? Have like a hot dog eating contest or something? It reminds me of like the weirdo casino in Vegas Vacation where they're like rock, paper, scissors, guess a number, you know, whatever. Like that feels like what the NFL is turning into. You're the NFL. Just don't have anything. Name guys all pro, call it a season. Man, I get it. Nobody's sitting here saying, man, you better have the Pro Bowl or I'm going to be really mad.
I'm fine with naming them to the Pro Bowl, but just don't name all these 17 alternates like Snoop Huntley making the Pro Bowl and these unworthy candidates, mostly at quarterback.
Well, like, there wouldn't be alternates if there wasn't a game. What I'm saying is like you were just all pro. I mean, I guess you're eliminating all things altogether. Like I'm saying, just have your teams, forget the game. It's a waste of everybody's time. Just name something.
Well, I would rather have Pro Bowl. I would name people to a Pro Bowl even if you don't have a game, and then All Pro, because All Pro stands out more so than Pro Bowl. It's like silver and gold. You know, it's like silver making it to the Pro Bowl. If you get the gold award, the gold medal, you make it as an All-Pro. You know, like All-Pro, like the All-MLB team, or a platinum glove compared to a gold glove,
there's
a higher recognition of that. And I think that means something for incentives. Why not? That means something for incentives.
Just have second team
it means something
All-Pro.
For
Shouldn't
historical
that be-
factors. I think that should matter. Even if you don't play the Pro Bowl game, why not?
Because it's stupid. Because you already have All-Pro, you can have second-team All-Pro. Why do I need to have All-Pro and then a Pro Bowl if I'm not going to have a game?
Why not?
Because limits. You and your generation, you keep trying to give everybody a trophy, and I'm sick of it.
Now this is all about participation trophies, even though Snoop Huntley and all these other guys that make the Pro Bowl, like the 14th linebacker that decides to go.
I mean, that's a... It wouldn't matter. You're not going to have people opting out of an award. You have people opting out because they insist on having some sort of stupid game or event that wastes everybody's time.
That's my point. Don't have the game. But
you won't
still
have any opt outs if you don't have
just
a game.
Have the still have the recognition. We're not awarding, like, you know, our good, but we're not awarding like Miles Jack for having like 120 tackles that one year with the Steelers.
Right.
You know, you're still recognizing guys that are playing at the top of their level. This is not. Quarterbacks that are like Kirk Cousins a couple years ago made the Pro Bowl. He had no business being in the Pro Bowl, but that's because so many NFC quarterbacks opted out. Like Jaden Daniels, Jaden Hurts, Matt Stafford, Jared Goff. Let them have their Pro Bowl. Decide two of them for All Pro. Boom, there you go. That's how
Russell Wilson was a Pro Bowler last year.
I know.
Can say he was a Pro Bowler.
And again, he was like eighth or ninth on the list.
I know.
What I'm saying is,
you just wind up with somebody who's willing to go.
If you just name them. And there is no game, there's still an award, you're still recognition, but you're not giving that participation trophy to Russell Wilson.
That's called All-Pro, Austin. That's called All-Pro.
Isn't there more people named to the Pro Bowl than there is All-Pro? There have been instances,
there is,
and
but
I can't
who cares?
Remember. I can't remember. Again, it's like that silver and gold recognition for me.
Okay,
the
I
best
have first
of the best
team All-Pro, second team All-Pro, they're done. We solved the problem.
I don't think so. Who was it that... There was a player, and I just cannot remember for the life of me who was named as an All-Pro but was not named to the Pro Bowl. And that's what I kind of find odd. But you can find those weird discrepancies where you're named to one list and not to the other.
Who cares? Just make the Pro Bowl go away. I'm annoyed by this discussion already. Actually, I'm not. I enjoy the discussion, but I... Just do something to fix it, please. Make the Home Run Derby interesting. Make people care. Do you want O'Neal Cruz to do it?
Good point from a texter. All Pro is media. Pro Bowl is fan voted. Good point, texter.
Okay.
Do I want O'Neal Cruz to be in the Home Run Derby?
Yeah.
I do.
I do, too.
Maybe that can fix his swing from hitting 200 right now. Maybe he can reverse jinx his swing as he continues to go backwards in batting average, which is not the end-all be-all, but I think still matters.
O'Neal Cruz... holds an interesting place. And I didn't expect this yesterday. I was on the, I don't know what you'd call it, Sunday afternoon with an insert host here show and started going back and forth on some calls about, you know, what to do with the deadline. And one caller was suggesting adamantly they should trade O'Neal Cruz.
Yeah.
And my opinion, you can't. There's too much of a risk there. You trade him, he's going to find it with somebody else. And it's the first time that I've heard legit frustration, like, we're going to get rid of O'Neal Cruz, and there's somebody who feels sensibly about that. Like, there's frustration about, you got to sit him. Some of this behavior has to stop. He's got to be a defensive player. You got to move him to DH. You got to move him to first base. Like, all that stuff is normal. Is it changing when it comes to the overall tolerance of what O'Neal adds? I can't imagine sitting here wanting O'Neal Cruz to be traded. Like, that's... We talked earlier about the Chris Archer trade. That is the Chris Archer trade waiting to happen, albeit a different dynamic, but it's something that the Pirates, I think, will regret a ton if you let this guy go. Absolutely not. Under no circumstance should Ben Cherington be allowed to trade O'Neal Cruz.
I would agree with that. I also think that you're not selling on a high value. Like, if this was the O'Neal Cruz that was absolutely mashing home runs in May and looked like the guy that we all said, oh, man, he's hitting like 260. He's killing the ball. He's leading the league in steals.
But nobody would be clamoring for him to be traded either.
Right. That would be the only instance where I would be, you know, not okay with it, but I would understand it because you're trading what some people believe to be like a $200 million guy, all-star level player. You should be able to get like the sun, moon, and the stars back for that. But right now he's not. And right now it makes no sense because he provides the biggest amount of power in your lineup and what is a powerless lineup. I mean, they have more power outages than that storm a couple of months ago knocking over that tree in my front yard with Duquesne Light having to come and fix everything for the surrounding area. It just makes no sense because why would you sell low on somebody with that high of potential and subtract offense from your lineup? And I get it. Like, I'm a huge batting average guy, but at the same time, I'm willing to move off of IKF even though he's hitting like 280.
Sure, he's on an expiring deal.
He's on an expiring deal, and Cruz provides a lot of power. I do worry about his defense. I'm probably somebody who cares about that more than a lot of others. Like, you can lose games based on very bad defense, but you can also win it based on the offensive production. So, of course, I want to see more consistency from Cruz, but I'm willing to take the bad with the extreme amount of good that you get from him.
Yeah, same. I have, like I said, no desire whatsoever to trade O'Neill Cruz. I have a desire to make him better and more interested and more locked in and have him grow as a person, as a player. And I went on a rant yesterday. This was sort of unplanned, just about how guys from his part of the world, from the Dominican Republic, from Venezuela, Panama, any Latin American player, really, and how they're brought up in baseball. And it's not the same as you or I. They've not had the same luxury coaching, access to infrastructure, baseballs, bats, spikes, anything like that. You know, if you've never been to the Dominican Republic, and I don't mean like the vacation areas, I mean like the not nice areas of the Dominican Republic, I would fully recommend going. It's certainly a more informed way of thinking. I did that a couple years ago and saw some pretty eye-opening stuff. And guys like O'Neill Cruz, they were raised in that. And what's the quickest way to get away from it? Become a toolsy player who does things well and attracts the attention of major league scouts. Players like O'Neill Cruz were not fortunate enough to be raised around great coaching that teaches the ins and outs of baseball. But he is very strong. He's very fast. He can hit the ball far. It's why all those guys, when you see prospects coming up at the Dominican Summer League and international signings, a lot of them play shortstop and center field. Why? Because they're the positions that get you paid. That and pitchers. And so there's teaching with O'Neill Cruz. There's development with O'Neill Cruz. The job is not done. They move positions. He's an incomplete product. But he is somebody I want to trade? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. He might be a really good player. Or he might continue this and he might top out as being hugely inconsistent. I don't know the answer to that question. I'm not that smart. But I want to keep learning. I want to find out. I wouldn't trade an asset at its lowest point. Under no circumstance should Ben Cherington be allowed to trade O'Neill Cruz. And to be fair, I had Jeff Passan on an evening show not long ago, and he said O'Neill Cruz was one of their untouchables. Should be Skeens, Cruz, and Kutch in terms of players they won't trade. I agree wholeheartedly with that approach. Cannot trade those guys. What about you, though? Did I just get two random callers on a Sunday afternoon who happen to dislike O'Neill Cruz? Am I missing something here? I don't know. Maybe I am. I don't think so. Limits as well. I think we have a fairly logical assessment of the O'Neill Cruz situation. No way, shape, or form am I moving him. What say you? 412-928-9370. Let's have a little conversation here. Let's first go to Rob in the truck. Wants to talk about the Pirates. Rob's been on hold waiting us out. Thanks so much, man. You're on the Fan. What's up? Rob, still with us? I think Rob just let his phone go.
Yeah, maybe he's a little busy there in the truck.
Rob was on hold for a bit. I feel bad. We were going, and that's all right. It's a good topic, though. It really is. And the Pirates at the trade deadline, maybe we're belaboring a little bit, but it does intrigue me. I do want to get into it a little bit more if we can. I also don't want to ignore the Steelers. I know we've been going baseball heavy this early portion of the show, but we will move into some Steelers talk. Reminder, Brooke Pryor from ESPN will join us at 1 o'clock. Some stuff to get into there. TJ Watt, what's going on with his contract? Aaron Rodgers, Should he be allowed to air it out? Bruce Arians made an appearance over the weekend, was talking about his relationship with Ben Roethlisberger, which was fascinating. Talked about him and Ben would gamble to a degree. I want to be careful with this. We don't have a, you know, Luis Ortiz situation over again, but they would basically argue on whose plays would be better. Here's the Arians quote. And again, this is on the High Volume podcast with Jeff Gorman, a completely random thing. It's not Jeff Garcia, not Kevin Gorman, but Jeff Gorman. And Arians talking, we'd have this little bet. Who would score first, him calling plays or me? I think he sabotaged me, so he'd call plays and go down and score. So should we see that again? Should Aaron Rodgers be permitted the same sort of latitude that Ben Roethlisberger had? We'll talk to Brooke Pryor from ESPN again about those expectations and what we think. Joe in Verona is on the phone, wants to talk about the Pirates. What's going on, Joe?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Listen, I just picked it up, and you were talking about Cruz and Dominican Republic, and they don't get the training, and they don't get this. Am I right?
Yep.
Okay, well, then why was he brought up this early to learn in the majors? Why wasn't he a double-A, triple-A, getting all this training?
Well, because, I mean, he can help them in many ways, and he was in double-A and triple-A. And,
but maybe
know,
a
I
little
think
longer?
I mean, maybe. Sure. I think it's also
strange because you made a good point. And sometimes I see the potential in him, but he has a hole in his bat like Polanco. And I know it seems to be able to get this out of him. And I know he has tremendous potential, but maybe he came up too early and it's going to like just, you know, it's going to be really tough on him. And next thing you know, we'll betray him and then he's going to be a star somewhere else. That's what really bothers me, Jason.
Well, don't trade him. Don't trade him for a little bit anyway. At least that would try to get some sort of his star.
I'm 81, so I see my first game in 49. I've talked to you before. And it's just Sherrington shouldn't even be here no more. I don't care. Everybody's giving him, they say next year, my God, 7 years, and he's got this kind of team. I don't know what Nutting looks at. Even as bad as an owner he is, he should see that this guy's not the man. But, you know, we could talk about that forever, and it's just sad what's going on here. But I'm a Pirate diehard, like I says. I like to see one more playoff win before I go to heaven.
I like that, Joe. I hope you get to see it too, man. You deserve it. Thanks for the call.
Bye,
appreciate
brother.
Hearing from you, as always.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.